Let's get started just quickly by saying hello. If you could just go ahead and give me a little hi. The way you do that is you do it through your chat, right? So you should see a chat button. For some of you, it's on the top, some on the bottom. Give me a hi, let me know where you are maybe, how you're doing. Hey ladies, Mariah, oh, Maria, hi. Hey Jen, hey Janet, Debbie, Rosemary. I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses, so I'm squinting here. Fran, cool. Thank you, I look beautiful tonight, thank you. Thanks, Dee. Okay, good. All right, so you can all hear me, you can see me. So once again, welcome to Grown Up Girls Night Out. I'm really glad that you're here. Grown Up Girls Night Out is something that I've been doing now for a few years. And you know what? It started in my living room. I started doing Grown Up Girls Night Out meetups once a month. Did that for a couple years. And then, of course, when the technology allowed, now I talk to women all over the world, which is spectacular that I can reach you and that we can talk together. Grown Up Girls Night Out, talking to you, helping you with your questions, which we're going to do tonight, is I do it because I know that dating and trying to find relationship and love at this time in life can seem like so much drama and so confusing and even like piss you off and make you sad. Like it can just drive you crazy. But what I finally learned when I was in my mid-40s was that it just doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't have to be that way. And ladies, the truth is we make it that way. We do it ourselves. And I'm here to help you in a very compassionate, but direct and honest way, understand what you can do to make your love life fabulous, to attract and to select and to nurture a relationship with a really good man who is devoted to you and devoted to your happiness, because they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I'm not telling you something's wrong with you, by the way. I'm not saying this is your fault, something's wrong with you, you better fix yourself. If anything, this is about me helping you learn how to be more real and more of yourself. So that's, I'm prepping this tonight because we have a Q&A tonight. So tonight is all Q&A. We got almost 200 questions. Got almost 200 questions that were sent in by GG&O members over the past couple weeks. And we took the questions that were most frequently answered or asked and kind of put some of them together. And those are the questions I want to answer tonight. Ones that represent sort of a variety of challenges that you have and also represent probably the most common questions that I got from you. And of course, that they're the same ones that I get from women that I coach and from my blog and so forth. So get ready for compassionate truth telling tonight, girls, because again, I'm prefacing this with, I'm not telling you you're wrong and you're bad and it's your fault. It's not about that. But I am here to tell you what you can learn and what you can do differently to bring spectacular love into your life. You can do it. And so I'm going to start with a question. We're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to start with a question that Emily asked. If I'm answering your question, I'm going to, some of these I don't have names, but if I do say your name, Emily, go ahead and chat. Nancy's here. Go ahead and chat, if you will, and just get ready to answer any questions if I have some questions for you. Maybe we can chat a little together. And if not, I'm just going to go for it and answer the question. So from Emily, why are guys head over heels for me in the beginning, but lose interest after a few weeks? So why are they head over heels in the beginning, but then lose interest after a few weeks, right? There's a couple reasons. There's sort of two main scenarios. One scenario is that it's an impulsive guy. It's one of these guys that like gets head over heels and gets all crazy and, oh, I think you're the one, and goes like over the top. And he's a really impulsive guy. He's a guy that doesn't do a good job managing his emotions. He's not a grown-up. He's not, men like that aren't approaching dating like grown-up men. And that guy is just as likely to like disappear as quickly as he appeared. So as quickly as he thought he was in love with you, that's how quickly he's in love with the next girl. Or sees one little thing about you that he decides, uh-oh, that's not right. So that guy is not a mature guy. That's not a grown-up guy. And that's one example of why that happens. Another, and I want to tell you very quickly, here's an example of a guy that like is really, men know pretty quickly when they're into you. Grown-up men know very quickly when they're into you, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about more about that in a little bit. But Larry, after our first date, we met online, my husband, Larry, he told me that he was taking his profile down and he wanted to focus on getting to know me. And that was it. There was no, I think you're amazing, we might get married. There was no, are you going to take your profile down? It was just like, I really dig you and I want to focus on you and I just want you to know that. Not my response was something to the effect of, okay. I didn't go, oh, me too. So the guys that could just come on, he like knew from the beginning, but he's a mature man. He didn't get all crazy. Let me give you the second scenario, which I think may be more realistic for you. A lot of the reason men really are hot for you and after a couple or few dates, they disappear or they don't call anymore. So if you're getting the first couple dates or few dates and then that's it and that's pattern and they're with guys that are pretty good guys, most likely it's because he is not seeing you as a partner. He's not seeing you as a lover. He's seeing you as a friend. And men friend zone us most often because they do not feel our feminine energy. They don't feel our feminine energy and they don't feel like they can be men around us. So if you are dating a guy that you think is a good guy and he's the kind of guy that like shows up and wants to make you happy and you know, shows that he's trying to get to know you and cares about you, but then he doesn't want to date you anymore, it's because he is not connecting to you on a man-woman level. You could have great conversation. You can laugh together. You can do all that. But you know what? He could do that with his friends. What that man is looking for is a woman with capital W. And that woman needs to show that there's room in, you need to show there's room in your life for him. You need to show him that he can enhance your life no matter how great things are. And I want to bring up this next question, kind of blend that in, and it's from Carrie. How do you deconstruct the wall of fear? And it says, built with bricks of avoidance and history of independence that inhibits fully opening up being pursued by someone who is attracted to me. And then another question, as a very independent woman, how do I stop attracting either really controlling men or those looking for financial support, or I'm going to add those who disappear. These are, in some ways, can be very, very well grouped together. Why do men, it's essentially, why do men go away? Well, I'm going to like leave the, why do men go away? Why do they act really into you and then leave? And if it's, this second example that I'm talking about is a good guy and he doesn't want to date you anymore. You're not giving him room to be a man. And a lot of time it's because of our independence. I'm bringing it together. A lot of times it's because our damn independence and our inability and unwillingness to let a man actually add to our life, to let a man actually see any vulnerability, to actually let a man get the message that you, dare I say, need him, even sometimes that you want him, that wall that Carrie's talking about, I call that my wall of I dare you, history of independence and avoidance. When you're afraid and you avoid and you focus on your career and you take care of yourself all the time and you don't let people in, you're going to attract men. Well, that's a whole other question, but that's when you attract the narcissists and the guys who don't want to give you anything. If you're meeting good guys and they disappear, ladies, it's because likely of you're showing up in your masculine. You're showing up as this competent, responsible, successful, I have it together woman. I don't need no stinking man. And when you give a good guy an I don't need no stinking man response, you're going to show up as one of two guys. And this is where this other question, or you're going to attract one of two guys. If it's a good guy, he's going to leave. So if you show up like that, he's gone. The guys that are going to stay are the guys that go, oh, that's so cool. She's so independent and she doesn't need or want anything from me. And that's where you attract the guys who are looking for financial support and the narcissists who don't want to give you anything. And so what's the answer? What's the answer? What do you do? Part of it is courage. Part of it is having courage. I know you're used to being on your own. I know you're used to taking care of everything. I know you don't need anyone. But I guarantee you that every single one of you would love to have someone you could lean on and you could depend on and who has your back. And you are not going to attract that guy, or he's not going to stay with you unless you let him. Unless you let him. So knock off the I'm all together, I don't need you shit, because you do. You need someone. We all need someone. It's our nature, men and women. Knock it off. Show a little vulnerability. Show your feminine softness. That's showing vulnerability is so feminine and so attractive to the right men. And you'll attract the right men and they'll stay. Attract the right men and they'll stay. So how do you deconstruct the wall? You just go out there and you have the courage to be real. Have the courage, instead of saying everything's great, to say, you know what? Actually, I'm kind of hating on my job right now and I'm looking to do something else. Or, you know what? My mother is elderly and I take care of her and it's really freaking hard. It's kind of stuff that take down your wall by trusting just a little and opening up just a little and being vulnerable just a little and showing that you need just a little, and you'll bring out the best in men. You will bring out the absolute best in men, I promise. Promise. Okay. And then this is sort of the same piece. So here's another great sort of great group of questions. This is from Brigida. The older I get, the more I notice I'm losing my playful side. How can I revive, unearth, rediscover the sparkling side of my personality? I love this question. And Kitty asked, how to embrace my feminine energy? And this is along the lines of embracing your feminine energy. To so many of us means being vulnerable. When we're in our masculine, we feel strong. It's the C word, ladies. Control. When we're in our masculine, we feel like we're in control. And isn't that lovely? And for those of us, and I mean us, I did it, I went through this, who've been single a long time and managed to create a really great life and a really great home, and you're used to taking care of everything, control is really important. It feels good. But as long as you glom on to control, as long as you stay in that masculine space, you will not have as much fun. you will not attract masculine men. You'll attract men who are looking for a masculine woman, i.e. a woman like who's going to take care of her or take care of him and who doesn't need anything. And you're not going to attract the man that you want. So playfulness and fun. In every survey that I've seen over 10 years, when men are asked, especially older men, men over 40, are asked what's most important. What makes a woman attractive to him as a partner as opposed to a playmate or friend? And fun and playfulness is right up there. Men want to have fun with us. Men have very, think about what I just described as being in your masculine, right? You're producing, you're performing, you're resourceful, you're achieving. Men live in that 24/7. Men live in that 24/7. And what they need from us is they need our feminine energy. They need to be able to rest. And how do we get that? How do we become more playful? How do you embrace your feminine energy? Think of yourself. Here's an exercise you can do. Think of yourself when you're with your girlfriends, right? I mean, most of you have a girlfriend or a gaggle of girlfriends. And my guess is that when you're with them, I'm hoping that there's more kind of fun and laughter and silliness even. And if you're not living that, if you don't have that, you need to go out and find it. So how do you embrace your feminine energy? How do you get that playful side back? You need to start with yourself. It's not about men. It's about you and rediscovering her. Get out of the house. Put on a dress. I'm telling you, if you put on a dress and a pair of sandals or, you know, depending on weather, and you just go out and you run your errands, you will feel so different. You will feel really different. Put on some lipstick. You will feel different. Spend more time with your girlfriends, because women tend to bring out the femininity in each other. And when you do that, really observe who you are. How are you being? Are you relaxed? Are you open? Are you funny? Are you silly? And really look at who you are. That's the real you. That's the real you. She's just probably hiding and been down there because probably in the other parts of your life, that's doesn't work for you. And if we learn to put that away, right? Like in business, we learn to put that away. So you need to do things in your life that bring that out. Creativity, go take a painting class, take a dance class. Have fun. Be open. Feminine energy is also about nurturing and taking care of, which I guarantee, I know for sure is in you. I know for sure that's part of you. But the question is, do you bring her out? So with the time I have now, I want to really express, it's about you making change. It's about you taking action. It's about you doing things in your life to help dig her up, to help wake her up and take her out with you. And when she shows up, boy, what a difference it's going to make in your life. And especially what a difference it's going to make with men. Especially what a difference it's going to make with men. Because the men that you want, the men who are confident and grounded and looking for real relationship and looking to, yes, take care of a woman and make her happy, he's looking for that lovely, nurturing, vulnerable, feminine, playful, fun woman. So be her. Get her back. And this question is great. I love this question. Besides respect, what is a man's fundamental need? Beside respect, what is a man's fundamental need? Talk about living in your masculine all the time, right? Men being in the masculine all the time. And the only time, the only real time they get to just, is with women. And I want to show you this quote. It's one of my like favorite quotes of all time. A man reserves his true and deepest love not for the species of women in whose company he finds himself electrified and enkindled, but for that one in whose company he may feel tenderly drowsy. He may feel tenderly drowsy. What is the thing that men want over and above respect? He needs a soft place to land. He needs a place where he can be not just the guy in control, not just the guy who's performing, not just the guy who's got responsibility and has to be serious and can't show emotion. The only place he can be playful and show emotion and get deep is with a woman who allows him to do that and who gives him space to do that. So if you wonder why you're not attracting men who open up to you, or you wonder why men aren't sticking around that seem like good guys, or you wonder what it is, like, you know, this question, what it is that men really need, this is it, ladies. He reserves his true and deepest love for the woman that in whose company he may feel tenderly drowsy. Be open. Be loving. Be real. Be authentic. Trust him. Let him be who he is and don't try to change him. Pick the right guy and just let him be. That's what a man wants. No different than you. And he wants fun. And he wants happiness. He wants smiles. And he even wants giggling and silliness. Because he can't do any of that. That's not a world he lives in, and he wants to have a part of that world. That's the male-female attraction. So be that woman. And you'll find an amazing man. Man. Capital M, capital W. It's not about your legs, the size of your thighs. It's about letting him just be. We got a group of questions. I mean, like, many, many questions about how to trust men and how do you know it's a good man and how do you know he's telling the truth? So I got a question from Hillary. I'm going to skip Hillary's for a minute. I got a question about how do you figure out if a man's being honest versus being a player? What are the red flags to know? And it's like even online. How do you sort through the men who are saying they want relationship and they're ready, but they really aren't? Liars. I'm getting like all these questions about men lie. How do you know they're not players? And the answer is so easy. How do you feel when you're with them? How do you feel when you're with them? How are you making decisions about what men you're paying attention to and what men you're letting go? So if you're worried about, is he telling me the truth? Is he ready? You know, how do I know if I can trust him? It's important that you start with you and that you're looking for the right things and you're picking men in the first place for the right reasons. So all this trust issue, how do you know? You start by choosing to spend time and be with a man based on grown-up reasons, not based on the silly stuff. If you're looking at guys and you dig them because they're hot and they're tall and or they're like super intelligent or they've got like something going on that like turns you on, or because they have shown you like a lot of attention and that's why you're really interested, then you're starting with the wrong focus. You need to start with how you feel about a man first. How do you feel when you're with him? And I'm talking about the grown-up stuff. In other words, based on what he's doing and his actions, do you feel safe? Do you feel special? Do you feel understood? And if you're with a man who makes you feel those ways, that's a man you could trust probably to tell the truth, don't you think? But what happens is we pick these guys who are shiny and charismatic and all those things that we liked when we were 18 or 25. And they make us feel really insecure. All these questions are about insecurity. How can I trust my picker? How can I trust men? So how can you trust men? You can trust yourself. Start choosing men with your grown-up smarts. Like I say, pick men with your grown-up smarts, not your 18-year-old fluttering heart. Same thing with your attraction to narcissists. This is about fixing your man picker. This is about, from the very beginning, not even like going after or spending time or giving attention to men, unless from the very beginning they make you feel good. And when you do that, and you only pick those guys, then you'll know what it's like to trust and to feel safe with a man and to feel secure. And when you're really looking at his actions, does he show up? Do his words and his actions equal? Does he make you feel special? If those answers are all yes, then you trust him. So I want you to go back and I want you to think about these men that you're worried, like, can I trust him? Is he true? Is it And really think about, well, what am I paying attention to? Am I paying attention to how funny he is, or how hot he is, or how well he is, or how tall he is, or am I really paying attention to what matters? Is he listening? Is he showing compassion? Is he showing kindness? Is he sharing with me and being open? If he's doing all those things, you're going to feel those really important feelings that you need to have. And you're going to be able to trust yourself that you're picking the right man, that you're picking a good man. And that's the guy that you should pay more attention to and get to know better. And I highly recommend for those of you who have a challenge with how you trust men, and you really need to learn to trust yourself, my Fix Your Man Picker program is what you need. Is what you need. If you're not being able to really understand how to know a good man when you see him, then my Fix Your Man Picker program is what you need. And Nancy will give you the link to that program, Fix Your Man Picker, an email. And I highly recommend it. You need that. In fact, Nancy, let me hang on. I mean, go ahead and I'll give you that. Well, actually, we'll do it in email after. Okay. How are y'all doing? I want to like hear some hellos. What are ways to express vulnerability? I actually answered that, I think. Yeah, this thing that this idea that we have to be perfect is a myth. It's not attractive. Nobody likes perfect people. Men aren't looking for perfect women. They're looking for women that make them feel good, just like we are tenderly drowsy. Okay. 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 This is a great question. How can I practice the skills required for a long-term relationship while I'm still single? How do I practice the skills required for a long-term relationship while I'm still single? Isn't that just a great question? And the answer is, there's two answers. Have a good life. Be happy. That is the best practice. That is the best thing you can do in order to well prepare for a good relationship, is know how to make yourself happy. Know what you, because when you're happy, when you're, that tells me that you're leading a life filled with what you want and what you need. And then that tells me that you not only know how to get that for yourself, but you know how to ask for it. Living, when men meet a woman, what they're looking for is fun, like I mentioned, and happiness is a man magnet. So the first thing is, your skill is to create the best life you can for yourself. If you're not playful, feeling playful and not having fun in your life, go do something. Do something for yourself to bring that out and to add that to your life. So many women that I work with in private coaching, they're so focused on work. So your life consists of career and business and work and home, and then going out with their girlfriends once in a while, maybe. But a lot of women don't even have that piece. Don't even have that piece of like socializing, going out and having fun, taking fun classes, getting their, working on their creativity, planting a garden, going to art shows. And that's where we start. Women I coach, I start by helping them create a fun life around and over and above their career. And even sometimes over and above their current, their existing friends. So that's a big thing, number one. And number two is really, well, let me show you. Number two is really about the three principles of dating like a grown-up. We'll tell you what are the skills you need, what are the skills that you can work on as a single woman to prepare yourself for a great relationship and for attracting a really great man. And so number one is balance your head and heart. Number one is balance your head and heart. So often we approach our business life and even sometimes our life as a mother very much in our head. It's all about responsibility and accomplishment and control and all those masculine traits, because that's what makes us successful. And then in our love life, it's all heart. It's all emotion. Like our 18-year-old is like, whoa, you know, we want butterflies. You know, we want the Cinderella story. We want fantasy. We get hurt so easily. We're all emotion. And so balance your head and heart is a really, you have to start there. If you're going to date like a grown-up, if you're going to have a relationship like a grown-up, you've got to look at both of those and use both of those wonderful parts of who you are to make good choices for yourself. And then show kindness to yourself and the men you meet. If you want to prepare for great dating, a great relationship, showing kindness, which I know you are in many parts of your life, but show kindness to yourself, which means stop kicking yourself about, you know, the size of your thighs or the bad mistakes, the bad choices you made in the past, or what, you know, some guy didn't want from you. So all of a sudden you think, you know, there's something wrong with you. Bullshit. Stop it. We're none of us are perfect. And kindness to yourself has to be in the equation, because if you're not kind to yourself, a man's not going to be. If you're not kind to yourself, no one else is going to be. So show yourself kindness and show men kindness. I've lived this where I just kept picking crappy men. I just kept picking men who hurt my feelings and who disappeared and who lied and who cheated. And so I was miserable and I was bitter and I didn't trust. And I basically like really like kind of hated men. Right? And so I did not show them kindness. I looked at one guy and I went, and he did one little thing, and I'd be like, there they go again. He's like those other guys. That's not kind. Or I wouldn't open up and show who I really was because I had my wall up. My wall of I dare you. That's not kindness. When you have a man sitting in front of you who really wants to get to know you and is a really good guy, and you're sitting there with that wall and like waiting for him to do something to piss you off, and you know what I mean, ladies, that is not kindness to yourself and it's not kindness to him. So you want to prepare yourself? Then really take some time and think about this and how you treat yourself and how you treat men. Have an awareness and work on it. And then lastly, and this is the ultimate, take responsibility for your actions and outcomes. Take responsibility for your actions and outcomes. Stop blaming men. Stop saying men don't want me because I'm too old, or I'm not this and I'm too that. And they only want young women, which is bullshit. I can show you statistics. Stop blaming everything else and take responsibility. What are you going to do to change it up? If you're not getting good results, if you're not meeting good men, if men are lying to you consistently, if you've got that narcissist attraction thing going, which ladies, trust me, I've been in all this, like I've done all this. Let's stop it. Learn, which is the only thing that's going to change things, is learning new things and learning new ways. But before you even do that, you've got to take responsibility and you've got to say, you know what? I'm the common denominator. That was my biggest lesson. I'm the common denominator. What do I need to do? And take responsibility and make decisions to learn new things, to be courageous, to step outside of your comfort zone and do things new and different. Go for different types of men, because the kind of men that you've been going for probably are the wrong guys if you're not happy with men. And try new things, right? Try new things. Because if what you're doing isn't working, then damn it, try something different. Don't just keep complaining about it. So there's a lot you can do to prepare for being a really good dater. And by that, I mean a woman who's happy, can have fun, has skills to get to know men well and help them get to know her and make the right choices. And be that woman. Learn how to be that woman. That's a good dater. And eventually she's going to meet her man. She's going to meet her man. She's going to meet him, she's going to attract him, and she's going to pick him. So, a lot you can do as a single woman. A lot you can do as a single woman to get ready for this. Okay. These are good. How y'all doing? Am I? Oh, okay. Got it. I'm going to answer one of those questions. Okay. So this is a really good question. I get, this is like the most asked question. Seriously, where can one meet good men of substance? And this is a good part. And stop pushing the online thing. It's an urban myth and the biggest marketing con of the early 21st century. That was asked anonymously. And you know, I get it. I get it. Where can we meet good men of substance is the number one question that I get asked. And this online comment, that's a little extra. I've had Gina ask that same question. Where's the best way to meet men other than online? Okay, first of all, anonymous, bullshit. Online dating is the best way to meet men. I met my husband online. I've been doing this 10 years now. I've literally worked with and communicated with thousands of women, and 80% of them have met men online. The clients I've worked with privately throughout many, many years, 90% of them have met their match online. If I was online for 7 years on and off before I met my husband, ladies, and 6.5 of them were hell. They sucked. Until I took responsibility and realized, you know what? Other women are meeting men online. I'm not. What am I doing wrong? What can I do differently? And I learned how to do things differently because online dating is tough. It's really requires skill. And those are things you have to learn. And so it's not an urban myth. It's a freaking reality. And but you got to take responsibility to learn how to do it in a way that works for you. And in a way that helps you meet the right men for you and attract the right men for you. It's just a tool. It's a tool to help you meet men that you would never, ever meet otherwise. I've had women who've met men who lived around the corner from them online and met men across the world online. So let me just say right here, online dating's the best way. And if it's not working for you, I get it. It doesn't work for the majority of people that use it probably because they're not using it right. So if you want to learn how to use it well, let me know. And I've got a great class that's called Get Online, Get Noticed, Find Love. And learn how to do it in a way that leads to love. And in the meantime, I will answer the question is, how do you meet men other than online? Gina asked that question. The answer is, get out of your house. Get out of your house, obviously, is number one. Go to places where there are, potentially, where there are single men. And they are everywhere. The grocery store, the dry cleaners, sporting events, meetups, REI, a great place is REI, Sierra Club, all kinds of places that have activities. They have hikes and they have all kinds of activity, group activities for men and women. And those kind of places attract men. There's poker clubs, great place to meet men. There is sitting at the car wash. Great place to meet men. There are single men everywhere. Now, that said, you need to be able to attract them. You need to be able to take some kind of action, right? You can't be walking around with your head down thinking there's no single men everywhere, I never meet single men. Because see, this is why I get the question the most. What is the number one reason that you're single? And the number one answer I'm going to get is because I don't meet, there are no single men. There's millions of them and they're everywhere. So please, please, please hone your skills. First of all, find out like the places I mentioned, go to places like that. and hone your skills. Learn how to get the attention of men. Stop looking for only 10s, and if they're not a 10, you don't talk to them. And talk to men. Make eye contact. Say hi. In the grocery store when you're standing in line, make eye contact. Say hi. I'm not saying you're going to meet your husband that way, but gosh, you're going to get a lot of practice. And a lot of women do. I know. I have 2-3 clients right now I could think of that met 2 husbands and 1 long, like, live-in boyfriend at sports, like, athletic events, right? Hiking, those kind of things. But they only met these guys because they looked up, they smiled, they said hi. Don't expect them to come to you. Make a move. Say hi. The worst that'll happen is nothing. But right now, that's what's happening. So seriously, it's that simple. Get out of your house and make a connection and see where it goes. Okay. I have a question from JoJo. I've emailed several men on a few dating sites just to say hi and tell them to contact me if they're interested to get to know me. I've not gotten one response. Just want to know what I'm doing wrong. These men look at my profile daily, so it makes me feel they are interested, but never give me a chance. Okay, first of all, I got a tip for anybody that's online. Never pay attention to who views your profiles. It doesn't matter. What really matters is if they take action. Have realistic expectations. So if you send 20 emails and 4 or 5 guys respond, that's not bad. That's pretty good. So I just want to make sure, JoJo, that you understand sort of that sort of foundation. Have realistic expectations and really only worry about people taking action. But that said, if you've got guys if you're writing emails and guys are looking at your profile and they're not responding, then your profile sucks. It's that simple. Your pictures aren't good. And notice I didn't say you're not pretty enough. Every single woman can attract men online. It's really important, though, you take a lot of thought and care into your profile, right? So if guys are looking at your profile but you're not getting any responses, then you need to fix your profile. You need better pictures, and you need to write a profile that a man will look at and be attracted to. I have a Get Online course, Get Online, Get Noticed, Find Love. And part of that course is my ebook called Create an Online Profile That Makes You Shine. You've got to stand out and you've got to shine, especially as a woman over 40. And it's a skill knowing how to do it. So work on your profile. Work on your profile. One last thing about this. If guys are looking at your profile, that means they're reading the messages you're sending and clicking over. So that's kind of good. But because a lot of the problem is guys aren't even reading emails. So if they're looking at your profile, you've got emails that are pretty good. But it's your profile that is turning them off or not turning them on. Okay. I'll tell you in just a few minutes about where you can find on my website the how part of a lot of this. How do I write a good email? How do I write a good profile? And I'll give you the instructions on how to find that in just a couple minutes. Okay. Nancy, I wanted to check in with you really quickly to see if you have any comments for me. Okay. We good? All right. Okay. What do you do If all the men who approach you are men you would never consider dating. It's a question from Tammy. What do you do if all the men who approach you, you would never consider dating? Okay. One of two things. One of two things are happening. If you're getting approached and the men are like, ugh, like stay away from me. Either you are presenting yourself in a way that is attracting the wrong men, right? So your outward appearance, your body language, the way you carry yourself is not attracting the kind of men that you're interested in. It's more likely, Tammy, that your picker's off. It's more likely that you're judging men so quickly and so harshly that none of them are good enough for you. Or that because of the way they look, you're judging them as not dateable. Or the way they're dressed, maybe they're not dateable, or maybe they're not tall enough. I mean, if you're being approached by men that you would never consider dating, and you know, like just from the approach, that you'd never consider dating them, then you're making some really quick judgments. And so I want you to really think about one of those two things and take responsibility. First of all, you're getting approached, which is good. So either you're not showing up as the type of woman that the man you want wants. Got that? Or you aren't doing a very good job making decisions about who to give your time to. And you're judging really harshly. And you can stay with that. I believe very strongly, it's important to have criteria. It's important to have expectations. But damn it, it shouldn't be about superficial nonsense. It shouldn't be, and I'm not saying this as you tell me, but it shouldn't be about how, what their P, if they have a PhD, and it shouldn't be about whether they love their mothers, and it shouldn't be if his shirt is wrinkled. Or if he's a blue collar worker and you want a guy who wears a tie. It's crazy. That has nothing to do about whether a man can make you happy. You want to be happy. You want to be adored. You want to feel special and safe, right? You want to feel understood and have someone have your back. And if that guy happens to have a wrinkled shirt or he's a construction worker, really? You're gonna say no thanks? So I want you to be really truthful and honest with yourself about how you're making decisions about who you would never consider dating. And whether you're just saying no to men who you're not even giving them a chance to find out who they are. And that's not grown-up stuff. That's 18-year-old crap. And it's not working for you. So date like a grown-up. Fix your man picker. And start thinking about what really matters to you and what will really make you happy and really make your life great. And go after that. Look for that in man. Nancy, I'm checking with you really quickly. Nancy is, by the way, is my amazing assistant. And we're usually in the same room, but today we're miles and miles apart, which makes me sad, by the way. Okay, all good. Yes, it's time for you to go back online, Heather. But do it in the right way. Do it in the right way. This is, you know, I said earlier, like, this isn't about something's wrong with you or you're wrong or anything like that. And somebody wrote, thank you. Dawn, really empowering. I believe in you and I trust you. You are all smart and strong, and you've done really good things in your life and taken care of things in really important ways. And I know how much heart you have. But damn it, I'm kind of mad and I'm cranky. Nancy told me I was cranky beginning tonight. I'm cranky because I know this can work for you. I know this can work for you. I'm sitting tonight at a house that belongs to a private coaching client of mine. I have spent the day with her helping her get online, teaching her how to look at profiles and make decisions about who to give her time to and how to do it in a way that's kind and grown up and productive. It's going to get her what she wants. Do they look kind? Do they sound kind? Do they sound responsible? Does it look like they share values? And does it look like they are looking for the same thing you are in life, meaning relationship? So those are the things that matter. I love it. Carmen says, I've been cranky all day. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Those are the things that matter, ladies, and you can get that. You can get that. But stop blaming them and stop thinking, listen, my GGNOs are freaking awesome. I give you so much help and so much information. And I'm sorry, I'm just saying that, honestly. It's not everything. It's not all you need, though. For some of you, listen, there are women who've written me after one GGO and been like, you gave me what I need. Thank you so much. And off they go. And if you're anything like I was, you know, one GGNO just ain't enough. I needed way more than this. So I'm so glad you're here. And I'm so glad so many of you have been here month after month after month. And I really, really appreciate your energy and your effort. And I'm sorry I couldn't get to all the questions tonight and get to everything. But I hope that what I gave you tonight gives you like that feeling of empowerment and that understanding that you can do specific things, like getting to know what men want and need. That's something that you can do more and more. And boy, is that going to make a huge difference in your life. Having realistic expectations, learning skills to help you meet and choose and attract the right men. Looking at how you're doing certain things and being really honest and true to yourself. Those are things that you can do that you have control over. So take that control. Do it. Do it. Don't be scared. There's so much crap to be scared about right now. Don't be scared of this. Don't be scared of a guy or getting rejected or having him like, you know, break your heart. Learn how to make good choices. And have your perspective. Have your perspective. And know that you've got this. And you've slain way worse dragons than a dude like not asking you out. All right. I sort of got off on a tangent. Ladies, I love you. I want to tell you that GGNO, Grown Up Girls Night Out, we're taking a break. We're going to take a break through the end of the year. And I will continue to be emailing you with all kinds of information and support and skills and training. And I'll be continuing to give you some videos that are really helpful for you. But for now, I'm going to say Bobby out. And I adore you and love you, and I'm glad you're here. And always be good to yourself. And I'll see you real soon, ladies. Good night.